我们这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们来传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会无所惧怕吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
There was no fear in the Garden of Eden before there was sin.
在伊甸园的里面，在还没有罪恶之前，那当中是没有惧怕的。
The moment Adam sinned against God, the first thing he felt in his heart was fear.
当亚当他就是犯罪得罪了神，他在内心里第一个的感受就是惧怕。
This was evidenced by Adam and Eve hiding from God.
那我们从亚当夏娃躲藏避开神就看到这一点。
In a way, fear is a good thing.
在某个方面来看，惧怕是好事。
Because of fear of getting caught, it stops us from doing a lot of wrong things.
那因着惧怕就是被人抓到，那就这就让我们就是不去做许多的恶事。
Children fear parents' discipline, and therefore it helps them to behave better.
那孩子们就是害怕父母管教的鞭，那因此他们就这就帮助他们有更好的表现。
But when fear comes that prevents us from doing what is right, then that fear is very bad.
那若惧怕使到我们不能够来做那正确的事情，那这样的一个惧怕就是不好的。
That kind of bad fear will result in sin and disobedience.
那样的一个惧怕就会导致我们落入罪中，让我们违背神。
In the case of the Christians, the fear that will result in disobedience will stop and hinder the work of God.
那在基督徒来说，那因着这样的惧怕，那就会拦阻我们来行出神的旨意。
It will also bring shame to the name of our Savior.
那这也会使到我们救赎主蒙受羞辱。
The church in Smyrna was a small church.
那在斯美拿的教会，那这是一个小的教会。
It was a church in this context without any blemish or condemnation from Christ.
那这个教会在这个背景底下，在那个时候，那是没有任何的玷污，就是没有在就是为耶稣基督所做的见证当中有任何错事。
The church in Ephesus was a church that had good as well as bad.
那在以弗所的教会，那确实有就是那美善的一面，也有那不好的一面。
You find the same in the church in Pergamos.
那你也会在别加摩的教会看到同样的事。
But the church in Smyrna was a church that received only commendation from Christ.
然而这斯美拿的教会却是就是单单领受到主耶稣基督的称赞。
It was a church under persecution because of Christ.
那他是那因着耶稣基督的缘故来蒙受逼迫的教会。
These words of the Lord to the church was to encourage them so that they will not be afraid.
那这里这些的言语，那是从神从主来的，是要来勉励这教会，好叫他们就是不会在这面对逼迫的时候灰心丧胆。
And if you listen to the counsel given by Christ here, it will also teach us not to be afraid.
那你如果来听取在这里主耶稣基督的这教诲，那也他也来教导我们，就是不要惧怕。
Now remember, this is the kind of fear that will cause us to disobey God and sin against Him.
要记得，那这一类的惧怕，是要会使到我们就是违背神、得罪神。
We need to overcome this kind of fear in order to continue to obey the Lord.
那我们需要来胜过这一类的惧怕，好叫我们继续的来 顺从我们的主。
So the first thing we notice from verse 8 is the foundation to fear nothing.
那我们在第八节首先看到的就是无所惧怕的这基础。
We are made differently.
我们被造都不一样。
Some of us are very timid, others are not so timid.
那我们当中有一些人是比较胆小。有其他的人可能就没有那么胆小。
There are some people who are very brash and they like to always speak first whenever there is an issue.
那当中有一些人可能是比较直率，就是每次有什么事情发生，他都要首先来发言。
Some people may even see and consider these people as very arrogant.
那有一些人可能会看到这样的人，以为他们都是比较高傲。
Full of self-confidence.
那都是充满自信。
And there are many people who are like that.
而我们也看到有许多的人的确是就是这样。
They may have a lot of money.
他们可能大有财富。
And so they are full of confidence because they feel that other people around him need him more than he needs them.
那因此他在众人当中就显得好像大有自信，那因为他认为众人需要他多过于他需要众人。
I cannot imagine what's it like to be the richest person on earth.
那我真的是无法设想要来成为这地面上就是最富有的人会是怎么样的一个感受。
You don't let him eat in this restaurant, he buys the whole building where your restaurant is located.
你不让他在这个餐馆来就是享用一餐，那他会把这整栋楼就是这餐馆所在的地方都买下。
The building may cost $900 million.
那建筑可能就是值得就是九亿元。
What is $900 million when you have a few hundreds of billions of dollars, isn't it?
那这样九亿，那如果是九亿的话，那这跟你有千千万万的财富来相比不过是非常稀少的。
So people like that are very, very courageous.
那像这样的人，他们都是大有胆量的。
They don't fear poverty.
他们不怕就是贫穷。
They don't fear anyone.
他们也不惧怕任何人。
Because they have power in money to buy whatever they want.
因为他们就是能够从借着他们的财富得到全能来。他们能够借着财富来买他们所要的。
They can buy people, many people, if they choose to do so.
他们也可以，就是若要选择要这么做，他们也可以用他们财富来买通人。
Should this be the foundation for us to fear nothing, to become very, very rich?
我们是不是应当是以这为基础，就是成为非常富有借着这为我们不惧怕的基础吗？
Some may overcome fear because they are very well educated.
那有一些人可能是借着他们就是大有学识来就是抵御这样一个惧怕。
Others may overcome fear because they have very good connection with people in power.
那其他的人可能就是因为他们就是能够跟人有这样的一个非常美好的关系，那借着这样就是来得到一些在权位上的人的帮助。
These foundation to overcome fear can be very, very powerful.
那这一类的就是来抵御惧怕的基础可以是非常大有能力的。
We have seen this, and some of us may have even experienced this.
我们看过这样的事情，我们当中甚至有一些人经历过这些。
That's good for the world out there.
那这对外头世人来说是好的。
But for the Christian, we must never, never use all these worldly tools to overcome fear.
那然而身为基督徒，我们是千万千万不能够使用这些属世的工具来让我们胜过惧怕。
That is not only a sin, that is foolishness.
那不但是个罪，就是纯粹就是愚昧。
You are fighting the devil.
你是与魔鬼来征战。
These are the things that belong to the devil.
那这些都是属于魔鬼所有的。
You can't use the devil's methods to fight the devil.
你不能够用魔鬼的伎俩来与魔鬼来搏斗。
You see the word devil in verse 10, right?
在第十节我们就看到就是魔鬼。
So we need someone more powerful than the devil to overcome fear.
那我们需要一位比魔鬼还要强大、大有能力的来胜过魔鬼。
And that will have to be the creator of the devil.
那必须是这魔鬼的创造主。
And in this context of Revelation chapter 2 verse 8, it is Jesus Christ himself.
那在这里，就是启示录的第二章八节，这里是指着耶稣基督本身。
How did Jesus Christ introduce himself to the church is very important.
主耶稣基督他怎么向这教会来介绍自己，这是重要的。
It is directly related to the problem or issue of the church.
这是直接跟这个教会所面对的问题，这教会的一些困难是相关的。
In this case, the context is to help the Christians in the church in Smyrna to overcome fear.
那在这里，这是要来帮助。 在斯美拿教会的信徒来胜过惧怕。
So which attribute of Jesus Christ will be the best to do that?
我们要来看到底是耶稣基督的哪一个属性，最能够达成这目标。
And that's exactly how Jesus Christ revealed himself in verse 8 to the Christians in the church in Smyrna.
那这正是主耶稣基督在第八节，他是怎么样的，来向斯美拉教会来介绍自己。
And so he says, I am the first and the last.
因此他说，我就是那首先的，First
and the last of what?
那首先的和幕后的什么？
First and last of everything.
那就是一切。 所有的首先和幕后
First and the last of every human being
那就是每一个人的首先跟幕后
Jesus Christ was there when Adam was created
那当亚当被造的时候耶稣基督在那里
Jesus Christ will remain there when the last baby will be born at the end of the millennial kingdom
那当这最后一个婴孩在千禧年国度里面来诞生的时候，主耶稣基督也在那里。
First and the last in terms of judgment.
那就是以审判来说，他也是首先和幕后的。
At the very beginning, he set the justice, divine justice, when he made the covenant with Adam.
那在开始的时候，他就是来设立。 设立那公义，就是当他在创造了亚当的时候。
Everyone who sinned against God must die.
每一个犯罪得罪神的都要死。
And because he's the first and the last of judgment, he will be there to judge every human being on the last day.
那因着他是审判的首先跟幕后，那他在这末日的审判的时候，他也会在那里。
He is the first and last of all powers.
他也是一切全能的首先跟幕后。
First and last of all authorities.
是一切权柄的首先跟幕后。
First and last even before creation and when creation will end.
那也是被依照，或者说一切创造。 的首先和幕后
First and last basically describe Jesus' absolute total control over everyone and everything in heaven and in earth.
那就是首先幕后 那是在刻画那主耶稣基督他那绝对绝对 的全能主权，那就是在这一切都在他 的掌控底下。
And then Jesus Christ needed to personalize it to the individual.
然后主耶稣需要把他带到就是个人的层面里。
And then he described himself as I was dead and now I am alive.
那之后他就描述自己就是说我就是死过又活的。
This word simply means I died for your sins, I rose from the dead for your justification. Don't be afraid.
那这样的描述就是简单的来说就是我为着你的罪来死，那我也为着你能够得称为义来复活，你不需要惧怕。
Because of what I did for you at Calvary's cross, you have nothing to be afraid of anyone, even death.
那因着我在加略山所为你所行的一切，那你根本不需要惧怕任何人，那也不需要惧怕死亡。
I have overcome death in your life.
我在你生命中已经胜过了死亡。
That's how Jesus Christ revealed himself to help us to not be afraid of death, or not to be afraid of fear.
那这是主耶稣基督来接着这样来帮助我们，帮助我们不需要惧怕，不需要不需要惧怕不需要害怕惧怕。
So the foundation to fear nothing is Jesus himself.
那这意思要来不惧怕无所惧怕，那基础是耶稣基督本身。
Not just Jesus himself to the world, but Jesus himself to you.
那不只是就是耶稣基督对这世人来说，那更是耶稣基督对你个人来说，他是这样子。
He is the first and the last.
他是首先。他也是幕后。
But he must be the one to die for your sins and rose from the dead for your justification for you to fear nothing.
他需要是来为着你的罪来死，那为着你称义来复活，好叫你就是不需好叫你能够无所惧怕。
Because if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, you better be afraid.
因为你若不认识耶稣基督没有接受他为你的救赎主，那你你就必须要来惧怕。
You should be afraid of the devil.
你是必须惧怕魔鬼。
You should be afraid of everything.
你是必须惧怕所有的东西。
And you better be afraid of God and the Lord Jesus Christ as well.
那你更是要来惧怕神惧怕耶稣基督本身。
Because you are living like an orphan without a father.
因为你就像一个孤儿，没有父亲这样的来过活。
Everyone will hurt you.
每一个人都要来伤害你。
The devil will hurt you and deceive you.
魔鬼他要来伤害你，他要来欺骗你。
And because Jesus Christ is not your Lord and your Savior, God the Father will soon not punish you as well when you die in your sin.
因为耶稣基督不是你的生命的主，也不是你救赎主，那天父就将会就是来审判你来刑罚你，当你在死在你的罪中的时候。
To right now on earth, you have the devil deceiving you.
那因此在这时候在地面上你有魔鬼来欺骗你。
When you leave this earth, you die, God is waiting to judge and condemn you to hell.
当你死后你离开这个地面，那神在那里等候着你，那就是因着你的罪，他要定你的罪，让你在地狱里永远的受苦。
Should such a sinner not be fearful? Yes, they better be afraid.
像这样的个罪人，他不应当惧怕吗？不，他应当来惧怕。
That kind of fear must point you to the Savior, because the only way you can overcome fear is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and call God Abba Father.
那这样的一个惧怕必须把你指向耶稣基督，那因为唯有你来接受耶稣基督为你生命的主，为你的救赎主，那你才能够来称天上的神为阿爸父。
And because God is your heavenly Father, you really have nothing to be afraid of.
那因着在天上的真神是你的天父，那你就真的是无所惧怕了。
And so in verses 9 and 10, Jesus Christ will now reveal to us the reasons to fear nothing.
那因此在第九、第十节，那主耶稣基督就来向我们显示那无所惧怕的原因。
And so Jesus says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
那主耶稣基督就说，我知道你所做的工，你的患难啊，还有你的贫穷。
I know what you are doing in the church in Smyrna.
那我知道你在斯美拿教会当中所行的一切。
And because of that, you are facing tribulation.
那因着那样，你正在面对患难。
And many of you have lost your jobs.
那你们当中许多人啊失去了工作。
And you have lost your properties.
那你失去了你的产业。
And many rich people do not want to become Christians because they are afraid of losing their material things.
那许多有大有财富的人，他们就不愿意来成为基督徒，因为他们惧怕会来失去他们一切物质啊所有的物质。
But all of you in the church in Smyrna, you are not afraid.
那在斯美拿教会的你们在当中的每一个人，你们却不惧怕。
And because of that, you all have lost your jobs, your money, and your property.
那因着这样你们就失去了你的工作，失去了你的钱财，失去你的产业。
And you have now entered into poverty.
你这时候就进入了贫困。
But the Lord says, but you are rich.
主却说，你却是富足的。
What kind of riches do you think Jesus referred to?
你想，耶稣基督在这里所说的富足是指什么呢？
Not the riches of a bank account.
那不是在银行户头里的富足。
Not the riches of living in a palace.
那不是住在皇宫宫殿里的富足。
Not the riches of having money to eat in six-star restaurants.
那不是有钱财来在六星级旅店的餐馆里来用餐。
Not any kind of riches that is of this earth.
那不是在这地面上任何的一类的富足。
It's not going to make these poor Christians in the church in Smyrna into billionaires.
那他不是要使到这些在斯美拿教会的这些穷困的信徒成为亿万富翁。
He said that in your state and condition of tribulation and poverty, you are rich.
那他说，就在你所处的这样的一个光景，这个患难。这穷困里，那你却是富足的。
You are rich today, right now, because you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
那你今时今日就是富足的，因为你认识耶稣基督为你个人的救主。
You are rich because you are no longer an enemy of God. You are now a child of God.
那你因为你不再是神的仇敌，你是神的儿女，那因此你富足。
You are rich because you have God as your protector and your provider.
那你是富足的，因为你有神为你的保护者，也为你的供应者。
You are rich because you can go to the Creator of heaven and earth, God Almighty, anytime you want.
你是富足的，因为你能够时刻，任何时候你愿意的，都能够去到这全能的这创造主的面前。
You are rich because when you are weak, He can make you strong.
你是富足的，因为当你软弱的时候，他能够使到你刚强。
You are rich because one day you will be with him in heaven.
那你是富足的，因为有一天你将会在天堂与他同在。
You will be living in the new heaven and the new earth.
你将会住在那新天新地里。
Where the heavens and the earth will be your eternal home.
那以新天新地为你永远的归宿。
That is absolutely nothing can be bigger than the new heaven and new earth, isn't it?
那我们知道说没有一样是比新天新地更伟大更巨大。
Everything in the new heaven and new earth will never decay.
那在新天新地里的每一事每一物都不会朽坏。
It will never grow old.
他也不会衰残。
You don't have to pay any rent.
你也不需要来交任何的租金。
It is given to you free of charge that cost Jesus Christ his blood.
那对你来说，那是这样的白白，不需要任何费用的来赐给你。不过这却是就是耶稣基督用他的宝血来夺得的。
It is a home where there is no disease, no sickness, no evil, no evil people, and no death.
那它是一个没有疾病、没有病痛、没有邪恶、也没有恶者、没有死亡的地方。
That's how rich you are.
那是你有多就是这么多这么富足了。
And Jesus says, I know all these things about you.
主耶稣基督他说我知道关于你的这一切。
And then he continues, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan.
那他也继续这么说，那我也知道那些回谤话。毁谤你的这些人，他们自称是犹太人，那他们其实不是犹太人，他们乃是撒旦议会的人。
You have these Jews who belong to the national witness who rejected Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ, calling you, you are not the people of God, we are.
那这些的就是犹太人，那他们是属于自称是属于那就是国度见证。这一份子的他们就自称说他们才是属于神，他们说你们不是属神的。
You have to make sure that your salvation is rooted in God's word.
那你需要确保你的救赎你得到的救赎是基于神的话语。
That has to be your faithful, personal, honest foundation.
那必须是你自己就是忠心诚实的个人的基础。
Do not lie to yourself.
你不应当自欺。
The assurance of salvation promised by Jesus here is only applicable if you are truly born again.
那在这里主耶稣基督所应许的这一些，那救关于救赎的这一些恩典，那是唯有当你是真实重生得救，你才能够来得到。
For example, people that belong to the Roman Catholic Church and the Charismatic movement cannot claim verse 9's promise.
那举个例子，那些在罗马天主教里面，或者是那些在灵恩派教会里面的这些人，他们就不能够基于第九节来索取，或者说来靠赖这里的应许。
When their errors are pointed out by the truth of God's word, they cannot say that these are people who are blaspheming them.
那当他们当神的话语真理来指出他们的罪的时候，他们不能够指控说这些人在毁谤他。
They cannot say that people who highlight their errors and their transgressions as synagogue of Satan.
他们也不能够说那些人指出他的罪。那他们不能够反过来主说这些人是就是属于撒旦议会的人。
This is only true if the church that you belong to is truly biblical and sound.
那这在这第九节所说的这一切，那唯有是当你的教会是符合圣经，是行在真理中，那这才是能够应用。
It must be a church that is taught and rooted in a biblical understanding of the Bible.
那样一个教会必须是要来教导来就是照着真理来行。
But these Jews in the days of the Apostle John held on to their Old Testament distortion of God's word and rejected Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
那这些在约翰的时候这些的犹太人，他们持守着 旧约的那些已经歪曲了的教导，那他们拒绝耶稣基督为这救赎主。
And they call these Christians in the church in Smyrna, how can you say Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ?
那因此他们就指控在斯美纳教会的人，你们怎么能够说耶稣基督耶稣是基督是救主？
How can this man be God? That's what he claimed, did he not?
那他们就说这个人怎么能够是神呢？他这样的自称他岂不是这样的自称吗？
They call them liars, they call them cultic.
那他们就是指控这四面的教会的人为指控耶稣基督就是为骗子的，是迷惑人的。
And so Jesus says, I know them.
那因此主说我认识他们。
That means all that you are suffering, even from these Jews who attack you and blaspheme you, I permitted them.I'm the first and the last.
那也意味着说，那这即使是这一些这些犹太人，这些来毁谤你、来逼害你的人，那这些都是我允许的。那我是那首先，那也是那末后。
They could not touch you if I did not permit them. I'm the first and the last.
那他们根本不能够动你一根汗毛，若我没有允许他们，因为我是首先，我也是末后的。
And so Jesus says in verse 10, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. There's more suffering to come, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days."
那因此主耶稣基督说，你将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。
More tribulations will come from the devil.
那有更多的患难会从魔鬼那里来。
Satan means Jesus described the devil as an adversary.
那在这里当主他称魔鬼为撒旦的时候，他是说到说那指控人的。
But when God described him as the devil in verse 10, it refers to his words that will slander you.
那撒旦是敌对的。那在这里当神的话语描写他为魔鬼的时候，那就是他要用言语来诋毁你。
He is going to make up lies to throw some of you into prison.
他将要捏造用他的谎言来捏造一些是非，那好像当中有一些人会被关在牢里。
Isn't that how the devil works?
那这岂不是魔鬼所行的事吗？
He will not put you into prison because of your faith outwardly.
那他不会因着你所显的信心来把你丢在就是监狱里。
They will.Trump up some charges and make you go to jail for some crime that you may have committed.
那他们就是会来，就是来设计一些的诡计来使你好像就是犯了一些的罪来被关在牢里。
But Jesus says, when you are in prison, you only be for 10 days.
那主耶稣说，你被关在牢里，那只不过是十日。
I'm the first and the last. I control even how long you'll be in prison, not the devil.
我是首先的，我是幕后的，那我掌控，那甚至是你被关在牢里多少时日，那不是魔鬼，而是我。
And all these things that the devil and all his followers will do to you, what's the worst thing that can happen?
那这些魔鬼所行的这些，魔鬼的差役所行的这些，他们所行的那些恶，是最恶的，会是什么呢？
Is it not death?
岂不是死亡吗？
But when you die, where do you go?
那当然，若你死的话，你会去哪里？
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ also introduced himself that I was dead and I'm alive. I died for your sins. You don't be afraid of death.
那因此主耶稣在介绍他自己的时候，他也说我是死我是从死里复活的，所以你不我为你的罪死，所以你不需要害怕。
That's what he says in the last part of verse 10, be thou faithful unto what? Unto death.
那因此就在第十节他就说，那你务要忠心，那忠心到什么时候就是至死忠心。
You and I need to overcome fear all our lives, even unto death.
那你我都必须来胜过胜过这死亡的惧怕，那胜过惧怕一直到我们死为止。
There will be the devil who will use people and all authorities to frighten us. You don't do what we want, you lose your job, you compromise Christ.
我们知道说魔鬼他会用各样的伎俩使用人来就是恐吓，那来恐吓你，那说如果你继续这样就是要你失去一些，失去你的职业，那就是要你来惧怕。
He will frighten you by threatening you with losing your freedom, losing your job, losing your family, losing your life. Don't be afraid.
他会用各样的来威胁你威胁你说你会失去你的职业，会失去你的自由，失去你的家人甚至是你将要你会因此而死亡你不需要害怕。
When a sinner becomes a Christian, he offered his whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当一个罪人他相信耶稣基督的时候，他是把他全人是交托在主耶稣基督手中。
He surrendered his whole life to the Lord and let the Lord do what he wants with his life.
他是把他这全人整个生命那就是降服在耶稣基督的手中，那让耶稣基督按照他的心意来就是行来使用。
He is the first and the last, you must trust him.
他是那首先的，他是那幕后的，那你必须来信靠他。
He suffered and died for you and rose from the dead for your justification. You belong to him.
那他是为着你的罪来死，他是为着你能够称义来复活，那你是属于他的。
And because you belong to the Almighty God, you think he will let anything bad happen to you? He will protect you.
那因着你是属于那全能神所有的，那你想他会让事情发生在你身上吗？他肯定会保护你。
He will give you the strength to keep on believing in Christ all the way until you die.
他会赐给你那力能来持续的来就是胜过惧怕，直到你死亡。
And at the end of it, he says, "I will give thee a crown of life."
那在那之后，他说。他说我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Keep on believing and trusting in Christ.
要时刻的来相信信靠基督。
But whatever you may face, keep on believing and trusting in Christ.
那无论你将要面对的是什么，那让我们继续的相信信靠。
The Lord deliberately used the word suffer in verse 10.
那在第十节那就是神他刻意的用这个受苦这个字眼。
Tribulation or persecution is one type of suffering for Christ.
那患难就是受逼迫是来为耶稣基督受苦的一个方面。
Sickness and diseases are other ways that we suffer for Christ too.
那这疾病病痛也是我们为主来受苦的另一方面。
All the aches and pains of growing old are part and parcel of suffering for Christ.
那我们在年长衰老身体的各样的疼痛，那这些都是为主受苦的点点滴滴。
Keep on believing in Christ unto death, and a crown of life will be given to you by Jesus himself.
要时刻的来相信耶稣基督，时刻的来信靠他。那当到最后的时候，那主应许说他要赐给你生命的。
But what if I'm a fearful person？
如果我是一个就是胆小惧怕的人，怎么办呢
？I think all of us are fearful people, right？
我想我们每一个人都是有所惧怕。
What if because of fear of something or someone I sin against the Lord? What do I do？
那我。因着惧怕某一个人，那因着这样我就得罪了神，我应该怎么办呢？
And so the Lord knows that.
那主他知道这些。
Because not everyone in the church in Smyrna were courageous.
那因为在斯本雅教会不是每一个人啊都是刚强壮胆的。
So he gave them verse 11 and he gave us verse 11 as well.
那因此他就赐给他们第十一节，那他也把这十一节赐给你我。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
那圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳的就应当听。
It is the Spirit of God who is speaking into your heart this morning.
那今天早上，这是神的灵的圣灵在你内心里面来对你说话。
The Holy Spirit is taking the Word of God, verses 8, 9, and 10, to speak to your heart.
那圣灵正接着神的话语，就是第八、第九、第十，来向你的内心来说话。
And if you are listening, and the Word of God is touching your inner man, it is the Holy Spirit. Who is now talking to you? Not me.
那若就是这时候神的在说话，那若这就是圣灵在你内心里来对你说话的时候，那这是圣灵在说话，不是我。
And if you are fearful and you have allowed fear to cause you to sin against God, what must you do?
那若你是惧怕的，你是让惧怕使到你得罪了神，那你应当怎么做呢？
And so the Spirit of God is now telling you, overcome, he that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death.
那因此神的灵来告诉你得胜，他说得胜的就必不受第二次死的害。
The second deathis to die in our sin and to be cast into hell and ultimately the lake of fire.
那这第二次的死就是意思就是说我们是死在罪的里面，落在地狱里，那之后最后是被丢在硫磺火湖里。
You will never ever have to suffer and experience the second death.
那你是不需要永远都不会不需要来承受这第二次的事。
If you overcome,
如果你得胜的话。
What does it mean to overcome?
那得胜是什么意思呢？
Overcome simply means when you and I, because of fear, fell into sin, we just repent in Christ.
那得胜的意思就是说，当你我那因着惧怕而落入罪的里面，那我们就是必须来认罪悔改。
Ask God for forgiveness in Christ.
求神在耶稣基督里来饶恕。
And then ask for strength not to sin that sin again.
那也求神赐力量，好像我们不会继续来犯同样的罪。
And if you stumble and fall again, keep on repenting.
那若你又在就是判决跌倒了，那就是持续的来认罪悔改。
Because the moment you repent of your sin, you are holy again.
因为当你认罪悔改的时候，你就重新得到圣洁。
And then you reconsecrate your life to serve the Lord again.
那你就重新的奉献你自己来，就是继续来服侍神。
Is that not what the Lord told us to do, to be holy as God is holy?
那岂不是神吩咐我们要来这样做，就是要圣洁，像神圣洁一样吗？
Keep on studying God's word to know what is right and what is wrong from God's perspective.
此刻的来研读神的话语，那从神的话语来知道从神的角度来看，那什么是正确，什么是圣洁的。
And pray for the Lord to give you the strength that you need.
那也祷告求神赐给你当有的力量。
Know how weak we are. It's only when we are weak, then can we be strong in Christ.
那要知道说我们是有多脆弱，唯有知道自己是懦弱的，我们才能够在基督里来刚强。
A weak person is a person who has no self-confidence. A strong person is a person who has God confidence.
那一个弱的人是那没有自信的人，那刚强的人是有就是有一个信靠神的心。
That's how we overcome the devil, overcome all his devices, and overcome sin by repentance.
那我们就是借着悔改来胜过 魔鬼胜过魔鬼各样的伎俩，伎俩胜过罪恶。
And this you must continue to do all your life.
那这是你一生穷一生都要时刻来做的事情。
And the second death will not hurt you.
那第二次的死就不至于来害你。
But a crown of life is waiting for you.
等候你的却是那生命的冠冕。
So will you fear nothing?
那因此你是否无所惧怕呢？
How do you answer this question before God?
你会在神的面前怎么样的来回应呢？
Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
We acknowledge that we are a fearful people.
我们承认我们是充满惧怕的人。
We thank thee, O God, for who thou art.
主，我们为这主你向我们显示你是怎么样的一位，感谢你。
We thank thee that our Lord Jesus Christ is the first and the last, and he died and rose from the dead for our sins.
那我们感谢主耶稣基督，他是首先是幕后，他也为着我们的罪来死，那他从死他也从死里复活了。
Help us, O Lord, not to be afraid of the devil and his minions.
那求主也帮助我们，让我们不需要惧怕魔鬼还有魔鬼的差役。
For the worst they can do is to kill this physical body, but they cannot touch the soul.
因为他们顶多是只能够来就是伤害我们的肉身的生命，他却不能够来伤害我们的灵魂。
And we know that even when we die in Christ, and to heaven we will go.
那我们也深知道，若即使是我们死，我们是在基督里死，那我们就是因着这样会去到天堂。
We know that all suffering for Christ comes from thee and thee alone, for thou art sovereign.
我们知道说一切为基督所受的苦是从你手中而来，因为主你是那唯一掌着主权的那一位。
Help us, O Lord, as thy blood-bought children, that whenever we stumble and fall because of fear, help us to repent, to overcome the evil one and the sins that we have transgressed against thee.
求主帮助我们这些你所买赎的人，即使是我们惧怕，我们跌倒，我们犯罪，让我们都晓得要来认罪悔改，好叫我们能够胜过罪恶，胜过魔鬼，胜过这一些离开罪恶。
Help us to be holy as thou art holy, so that the second death will not hurt us.
帮助我们好叫我们就是能够圣洁，因为我们能够圣洁像你圣洁一样，好叫第二次的死不能够伤害我。
And the crown of life will be given to all your children in the last day.
那生命的冠冕就是在那末日的时候来就是让神你的儿女来领取。
May thy Holy Spirit speak to every heart this morning for Jesus' sake.
求主的圣灵为着耶稣基督的缘故来向在这里每个人的内心来说话。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
本靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.